This episode of The Social Geeks is brought to you by Mosey Pro, your backup solution. It's episode 44, Pimpin' Pinner, or It's a Great Network to Meet Women. Welcome, everybody. It is The Social Geeks, episode number 44. I am joined by an esteemed panel of knowledgeable people. I don't know what other way to say it. Starting on my left, welcome back, Jeff. Jeff is a geek.
Hello.
Jeff has been gone for a while. Jeff, everybody good? You've been announcing it globally. You want to tell everybody where you've been?
Yeah, I've been busy taking care of my new daughter, Rooney.
Excellent.
Or as we call her on the interwebs, Rue.
Rue. Rue was having a luscious dinner of apparently green beans.
That's right.
And how was the first attempt at the greenage?
It was actually pretty good. She enjoyed it.
Okay, well, good. That's always a concern of every parent. Have you tried beets? I just want to know.
No, this was the first time anything besides liquid.
Oh, okay. Oh, you started with green beans. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Go right for the Krispy Kremes. No, go for it. Right for the green beans. Next up in the middle is Mr. Michael Cummings. Welcome back.
I am glad to be back. Yeah, it's nice. Right. I like talking.
And people liked listening. People enjoyed your presence last time.
Excellent.
Very welcome. And then on my far right, and everyone's saying, what the heck's he talking about? Dude, this is the way they show to me. Mr. Robert Murray.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. How have you been, sir?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Are you somewhere in country?
I am in country.
Every time we talk to you, you're somewhere different.
I won't tell you where I am.
Well, you know what? You could show us on Path because they stole your stuff anyway.
But they gave it back.
But they gave it back.
They
so
did give it back.
We are going to talk about Path first. As we get lucky every time, somebody does something stupid right before we record. Welcome to the world of social media. So this time it's Path. Now, does all four of us have it? I have Path.
Yes.
I do. Yes.
I have been a member of Path since the first day.
So you're a Path 1.0 user. Okay.
I am.
Next question. Do you have it on a device that actually has contacts?
Yes.
Yes.
No. I have it on a device that has no address book.
Nice.
So the recent announcement for everyone, and then we can talk about it, was that a developer caught it when they were looking at some of their, I guess, API, that he noticed an unusual stream of data being sent to the Path servers, and they were uploading the contents of your address book. Now, innocuous as that seems, the concern is now your address book is stored, and apparently it did it every time, but it's now stored on their servers. So let's, Jeff, we'll start since you were on the left. Does this concern you at all?
Is a little concerning. I mean, not to know what's going on. It's always nice to maybe, let people know you might be doing that. Or, like I think now they're doing is you can opt in on that option. That's always probably a good way to go as well.
please let us have all your contacts from your phone that we forgot to tell you about before.
Right.
But now, so do you know of any services that you allow to do that all the time? Like, do you turn that on for like your Facebook sync and stuff like that? Or do you always keep them separate?
Facebook, I probably have set up that way. I don't really have too many contacts in my phone, 'cause I really don't use my phone for a phone anymore, really. So contact wise, I don't know that they got too much information, but I guess if I had a lot of, if I was into the whole privacy thing, that would be a little concerning that, they were pulling my information, even though I think they said they weren't really using it for anything major, or so they said.
Yeah, you believe that. What about you, Michael? You said you use a device that you've been around since 1.0. Did you know about this before?
No, I just heard about it this week. But, I automatically assume that they're going to be doing that anyway. I think last time I talked, I was talking about how I'm kind of, not very private on the internet anyway. And I was using Path as more of a private social network. But at this point, I now have I'm up to whatever the limit of Path's friends are now. I think it's 150.
Yes.
Now it was 50 to start out with.
Correct.
But for me, if it's going to alert me immediately by uploading my contact info that a new friend has joined and I should share with them, I didn't really have a problem with it. But I do see where other people would have that issue, because some people don't want other friends to know that they even have a Path, right?
Correct. Because then it's the old game of how come you didn't add me?
Right. So actually, and what's really funny, and I had a conversation with another friend in town, his name's Worley. He was just asking me if I used Path the other night while we were eating dinner. And I said, yeah, I love it. I said, I friended you as soon as you became, as soon as you joined. And he's like, yeah, well, that's the problem. So did another 1,000 people. He's like, it was impossible for me to use the app as soon as I started it because I got flooded with friend requests. So he's like, I don't use it because I don't know how to pick 150 people to share with, right, without hurting people's feelings. So
let me give the specs and I'm gonna ask Robert. So I found the guy's name. We want to thank Arun Thampi. If I said your name wrong and you hear this, I apologize. Apparently he's the developer that loved Path, that pulled it up, started looking at the API and found that everything, including full names, emails, and phone numbers was being uploaded. But what he did is started a fresh account just to make sure it wasn't a glitch or something he had done. And no, it did it again. And lo and behold, there is actually an entry on Wikipedia that says this occurs, but no, nowhere else. Like, it doesn't warn you when you're getting into it. So Robert, when you, I don't know how long you've been using Path, but what did you think when you first saw this? I know you are a user of it now though.
Yeah, I've been using it for probably about a year now, or a little more than that. So, I mean, for me, I, as a developer as well, there are a lot of people doing this sort of thing. It wasn't a surprise to me at all. I knew they had to be housing my address book to be able to notify me whenever one of my friends actually, you know, joined. Uh-huh. So for me, it wasn't a big deal at all.
Well, they're calling it Address Gate. Of course. Is what they're calling it. And they're saying, the CEO is quoted as saying, it's an industry best practice and the App Store guidelines do not specifically discuss contact information, but the Android app didn't do it and the new iOS update that's coming out does not do it. They've already submitted it for approval.
It's already approved, actually.
Is it approved? I haven't updated anything on there yet. So does this, think about other apps, and this is where everyone listens to us and likes to hear. Do you think that this should have been disclosed, or do you think that there was no disclosure requirement that they had at all? The App Store apparently doesn't have a specific listing about what you should do with contact information, according to...
I don't think it's an App Store thing, per se. I think it's more of a privacy issue for users. And if, you know, some users might be concerned about their information being housed externally. Somebody like my mom would freak out, you know, but, you know, for those of us that really understand how the internet works and how all these social networks work, trust me, Path is not alone in doing this.
Well, and that's an interesting question is, when, how many people do you know that actually read the whole disclosure and the warnings and alerts when they get the app? They go, yes, yes, yes. Oh, it has, you know, needs this access, fire, right? Go. Mm-hmm. I'm using the Android version. So, you know, I also use it on the iPod Touch, which has no address book. And the Android version had no hook to the address stuff. It didn't even request address contact information in its listing of things it needed. Now, Jeff, what are you using? Weren't you using like an Evo before?
Yeah, I have an Evo now. I have an iPad, but I don't know if they have an iPad app or not, but I haven't installed it on there. But yeah, I just use it on Android right now, or have used it. I don't really use it too much, to be honest with you.
Now, I will bring this up, is one of the things about their site, if you guys haven't looked. So their site is very plain. It says, go get our app. But there's really no privacy statements or anything that are easily found in the site. And that's one of the concerns that people had there to talk about in the article, is there's no easy way to find out that this was going on because they don't list it anywhere easy to find.
You know, it's actually funny about their website. I know one of the developers at Path, and I had asked him the other day, because I was having a problem with something. I honestly don't even remember what it was. It was a couple of weeks ago. And I said, is there like an FAQ somewhere on the website? And he's like, honestly, I don't know. Let me ask the other guy, one of my coworkers. And the coworker said, yeah, we have a FAQ. Yeah. And they linked me to the FAQ article that I was wanting to get to.
Yes.
But then I tried to go to it, and it didn't exist. And so I was like, I don't know what to think here, because you tell me you have an FAQ, but there's no links to it anywhere. I can't find it in the app. I can't find it on your website. I can't Google search for it.
Now, I don't know when it appeared on the website, but it is actually there. It's actually called Questions, which refers you to the site. They're using Assistly. They're forwarding their They're forwarding service.path.com. So every our listeners know service.path.com, but it takes you to what is essentially Assistly, which is a service that does this, and that's where the FAQ lives now.
Okay.
Now this is I want to bring this up. It just came to mind. It wasn't on our list of things to talk about, but it hit me. All these new startup companies, you go to their website and it's about get our app, get our app. Mm-hmm. There's never anything out there anymore. You're not finding, like you just said, FAQs, help files. You're not finding anything from these startup companies that have the information. Should this be a requirement that they have? Or should we say this should be a best practice they should have?
Right.
Well, when's the last one you went to and you went to the site and it said, go get our, you know, we're in the app store, go get our app. And that's all it says. And a pretty picture, right? With a great graphic.
Right.
You know, Robert, what about you? You know, you love the UI stuff. What do you think should be there?
I think they have it right. I think, you know, maybe they should have a link to all that information, you know, very easily to find on the homepage. But I think, you know, you need to accentuate the app. This is an app-only social network, you know, so the app is king. That's what you want people to go to.
Right. So our listeners know, if you follow our show notes, I just put the link to this site on there. As well as the stories that we follow when we talk about this stuff. So everyone should get out there and definitely be aware of that. Just so you know, just want to point that out early. Anything else with Path? What are you guys going to do? Is everyone going to keep using it? Let's talk about that first. Yeah,
absolutely. It's my central app. It's what I use to post to Foursquare. It's what I use to post to Facebook. If I'm going to do like a photo just for my phone, like post a photo.
Are you selective every time?
I select the different networks that I want to share my content to. Yes, every single time.
What about you, Robert?
Same.
Is Jeff? It
primary?
Yeah.
Primary. I actually log on to Path now first thing in the morning.
We know what time you wake up.
It's Path. It's Instagram, then Facebook and Twitter for me. Yeah.
So you're still using Instagram. Is there a way to post Path to Instagram?
No, not yet.
No. I didn't think so. I didn't see that listed as an option, but then of course I, you know, wasn't that deep into it because Android doesn't have an Instagram app anyway.
It's coming.
I know they keep saying that, but you know, it doesn't mean anything, right? Just because they say it's coming doesn't mean anything. So I'm curious about that. True. All right. So everybody knows the links are out there for that one and you can find the FAQ plus a couple articles about AddressGate as it's called. What do you guys want to cover next on our list? Looking at it. Before we do any sponsor breaks, what do you guys want to do next? Let's talk about Reportive and LinkedIn.
Okay.
How does that sound? So a lot of companies get snatched up. We saw this happen with Gist. Do you guys remember who bought Gist? Take a guess.
No,
it wasn't Google. It was BlackBerry. So they were
they're officially dead then.
BlackBerry bought Tungle, the online calendaring and scheduling service, which is awesome. Mark Gingras and stuff. I've met Mark now a bunch of times. Great service, got bought by RIM. And then they turned around and bought Gist, which is T.A. McCann. And of course I've never heard another peep from them. I mean, they still have integration points here and there, but I've never heard anything else from them. So now LinkedIn turns around on their own and says, you know, we need an integrated service that hooks into like Gmail and Google Apps, provides context. So we're going after Reportive. Do you guys use Reportive? Anybody but me?
I actually have had Reportive installed since they came out as well. I technically don't use it that much though, honestly.
Well, do you have it turned on? And then we'll explain it.
I actually just re-turned it on just recently. It was sitting there in the sidebar of my Gmail for the longest time, and I just didn't really use it. I saw information about people and I was like, well, I already follow them on that network and I've already seen this. And I don't know, I guess I don't use email the same as most people use email though. I contact people other ways.
Well, for $15 million, apparently LinkedIn has picked up Reportive, which is a nice little thing. So everyone understands what Reportive did is, Michael, you alluded to it. It sits in the sidebar of Google Apps and Gmail. It gives contextual information as long as you sign into all your services, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and brings in, based upon the contact name and email, all their current social information. So when you get an email, you've got context. what they recently tweeted about, who they've listed they work for on LinkedIn, what they put on Facebook if you're their friend or if they have a public, you know, information, things like that. Do you guys, anybody else use a service, this one or another one?
Yeah, I have that installed on my Gmail, but like was mentioned, I don't really use email that much, it seems like, anymore. So, I mean, it's there, but I don't really pay too much attention to it. But I think it's kind of a cool concept.
It looks like, honestly, to me, it looks kind of like it just is advertising for the most part.
Right.
See, I don't think it's advertising at all. I think that the way it sits there, it's giving you, like I said, context, including Skype and everything. So you get contact contextual information that's live. So the idea is brilliant. It's what everyone's talking about, social circles and things like that.
Right.
They bring it from across the networks, but they bring it into your email.
Right.
So Robert, are you using anything?
No, I'm not using it at all.
Do you use anything?
I barely use my email at all anyway. So,
yeah, I think that's the thing. I mean, I think more and more people aren't really using email like you used to. So I don't really know that it's, you know, groundbreaking.
Well, then do you think it's worth $15 million for LinkedIn?
I think it's a good purchase for LinkedIn, yes, because it gets them on another medium, right? Because they're going to have a lot of people to use it. There's already a lot of people to use it. They wouldn't have bought it if there weren't a lot of people using it already. And I just don't know what they plan on doing with it. How are they going to integrate it more into their service?
Well, they picked up Card Munch recently, too.
What does Card Munch do?
Card Munch was the service that lets you scan business cards.
Okay.
And make a contact dashboard directory.
Interesting.
It's like
Gist. Check that out.
It's like Gist. Gist made a contact, I loved it, a dashboard directory that you started building contextual information as well as, you know, business history. You built all this stuff into it. Card Munch is the same idea, but with physical business cards.
So
imagine sending in or scanning or taking a picture of with your phone all your business cards, and then it puts it in, makes them a contact on LinkedIn, or, you know, requests them to be a contact, grabs their contextual information with Reportive, and you've instantly got information about these people you meet.
That's interesting. Interesting.
But it's a great thing. They also bought, apparently, and I don't know what this one does, Connected HQ. I have no idea what they do. We can look it up for everybody. But $15 million and their valuation was about $3 million. That's a hell of an exit.
That is a good exit.
I would take that exit.
I want one of those.
Backup people we know. Calacanis was in on it. Gary Vaynerchuk was in on it. Vaynerchuk, sorry, Gary. A couple other ventures, 500 startups. So there was some big backers behind Reportive that just made a bunch of change. Very, very nice amount of change. But yeah, it was apparently they got $1 million in seed investment and then $3 million pre-money valuation, and then they get bought for 15. So I would be laughing my way to the bank at this point.
Well, what is the what are their terms? How long do they have to stay on board?
I don't know that yet. You know what? I don't think it's in this document.
And it doesn't matter. South by parties on Gary Vee.
It's on anybody that has a Reportive card. It's on. If you show me your car, I work for Reportive, dude, you're buying the rounds down at South by Southwest. At this point, you should actually have a whole stand, like a food truck is what you should have. And we should probably talk by South by in a minute, but we should have a whole food truck. Do you guys remember the FedEx truck last year? Jeff, I know you weren't there. Do you remember the FedEx truck?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm asking. At South by, they had the FedEx food truck.
I did not see the FedEx food truck.
Oh my God. So I know it's a side note for our listeners. FedEx sponsored a food truck that they had made special boxes for lunches that had, you know, they were FedEx boxes, but they were boxed lunch.
I heard about that. I heard about it, but I did not get to experience that. And I
have pictures in my Flickr stream, and I ate there 3 times.
Nice. Food must have been good because there's a lot of free food during South by.
Well, they were close because they parked right across the convention center on the grass. Two, they had a different meal every day. And they would serve a vegetarian option. So there was like just masses of people going over there because you don't want to wait in line at the black truck that was selling the tacos.
Right. Well, I think it was like Squarespace did something similar. They were right across the street from the convention center and they had free food and the line was around the block.
That was it. That was the black truck. That was it.
That was it?
That was Squarespace.
Yeah, that was Squarespace. Yeah.
Damn. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's, you know what, before I get in trouble again, like last time I was a little bit late, we'll talk about the South by. Actually, I want to talk about their account, and then we'll get on to Facebook, talking about their design changes, plus their IPO stuff. And we had one more, didn't we? What was the other fourth one? Path, Reportive,
Pinterest.
Facebook, Pinterest. So we'll get to all those. So everybody listen in just a minute. First, I have to tell you about our wonderful sponsor. Mosey Pro is still with us. They offer one of the best online backup solutions. They are backed by EMC. So they provide an all-inclusive either home or small business, big business, enterprise backup to the cloud, per machine, simple setup, pay as you go monthly. If you add a machine, take off a machine, whatever you want to do, after you reach a certain amount, you pay per gig that you're backing up to the cloud. I know there's a lot of solutions out there, but this is backed by one of the biggest storage device systems there is from EMC. I've been using them for a while now, personally. I know, I don't think any of you guys use Mosey, do you? Mosey Pro?
I don't, but actually I was having a very nice conversation with them on Twitter the other day.
Excellent.
But I am needing to back up terabytes of information though, and I'm not sure.
Everyone should know. Yeah, Michael is a big, you know, he's a world known photographer. Well, yeah, and you know.
Oh, stop.
Oh, stop. Please say my name again. Oh, stop. World photographer, so you'd have tons of stuff that you need to make sure you get out there in the cloud somewhere. Finding, I know, a solution is still tough. This is also for small business. You can schedule computers to be backed up at off-peak hours. You can restore the backup. You can go to the web and click and get your files. You're not talking something that sits in your basement in a closet or on a local NAS. You're talking in the cloud backup solutions. So Mosey Pro's been sponsoring the whole Spike Studio Network shows now for about a month. And we are very pleased to have them on board, and hopefully they stick around for the next quarter. But what you need to do is follow the link. It's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/MoseyPod1, that will get you across. It's their podcast links. And go visit them. Tell them we sent you from any of the Spike Studio shows. And guess what? Maybe the show will still be on the air for episode 45. Okay. No pressure, everybody. No pressure. Just visit the link. No one said you had to buy. Just visit the link. No, I'm kidding. Get out there and actually use their service. All right, let's talk. Well, you know what? We'll save Facebook, but I want to talk about the South by food thing. You know, okay. The guys that there's actually a Twitter account that tells you where the free food is while you're there. You guys know this? SXSW for South by Southwest, free noms.
Free noms.
Free noms. The problem is last year, South by Southwest got on the owner of the account and said, you will stop using XSSW. You'll stop using South by Southwest acronym inside of your Twitter name because we feel it's, you know, infringing.
Infringing.
And guess what? Okay, I'll tell you the story in a second. So basically he changed the name, but if you just search for South by Free Noms, you'll still find the guy on Twitter, and he tells you where every food truck is, what they're offering, where they go located. That's where the ice cream, you could find the ice cream last year. What the deal was is, though, technically the guy was being very nice. According to the terms of service of Twitter, he wasn't breaking a damn rule.
No, but there was nothing wrong with that. South by is very like they kind of attack anybody who uses the South by thing. And you'll notice that a lot of people will start saying, and whenever they write in their blog posts or write in anything, they actually say South by, they spell it out, because South by Southwest has actually been harassing people about using SXSW. So he's not the only one.
No, but they have a major problem with it. And I'll tell everybody what it is that because they had marked it as a community service and they were not purporting to be an official account of South by Southwest, he even had in the bio. And as long as you in the bio list that you're not an official account, you do not claim to be their name as the name of not the, you know, your Twitter ID name, but the actual name on the account, an official account. It's called a community account, and it's fully backed by Twitter's terms of service.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
I ran into this problem with IBM the past 2 years, so I learned quickly that as long as you mark it as community and you put in the bio that it's not an official account, that it is a community service, that you do not purport to be the business or do business as them, then it is fully backed by the terms of service of Twitter. So everyone look up the South by Free Noms guy, and you will be able to find the food trucks this year. That's my PSA for the week. That's my PSA.
Saving you one meal at a time.
One meal at a time. All right, let's talk about Pinterest. How many of you guys are addicted?
I am.
Addicted? I signed up this week, actually, and I like my email is flooded with people who are following me, and it makes no sense. It's like, does it tell? Does it?
Yes.
it basically just tells everybody I signed up for the service, which is the same thing as Path did.
They don't use your address book. Did you hook it to your Twitter or Facebook?
I don't remember doing
that.
Yeah,
you did.
But because maybe.
Yeah, you did. That's where they're finding you, is Twitter or Facebook. Yeah, go in your part while we're sitting here. You can go in your preferences, and I bet you hooked it to one. You either logged in with one of those, authorized it, or you said hook it to. So Jeff, while he's looking that up, what are you liking about it?
I think it's just cool to find a lot of neat stuff out there, and it's fun just creating the boards. I don't know. It's just simple to use, and the way it's formatted, like I use it on my iPad, and it's just formatted really nice, and it just looks really nice and clean and easy to use. So, I mean, I think that's kind of a formula for something that is going to be pretty successful.
Well, let me ask you one more question. Is, are you discovering content or are you giving content more?
Probably both. I mean, I'm putting a lot of stuff from...
No, I said which one more, not both. Are you looking?
I'm adding more stuff.
Okay. I was curious because some people are finding it to be a place to go out and actually... like you are, finding stuff. Other ones are curating and they're producing mass amounts of content. So the question is there a business value? Someone like Michael, who will ask next as he looks, do you find that you could put more of your photography work out there to actually draw attention to your work?
You know, that's interesting. That's something I'm going to have to figure out, you know, in the near future. Because the funny thing about this Pinterest to me is that the majority of people who follow me, I would say that 90% of them are female.
Well, they're the majority of the users.
Right.
You didn't know that?
I honestly, like, I had heard about this network and I just had no interest at the beginning to get on it. And then somebody I knew invited me and said, hey, you should probably get on this. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then literally my email box filled up with females saying, I'm following your Pinterest. And I'm like, okay.
This is good. I like this.
Yeah, it's a great network to pick up women on.
I'm gonna
screw Match, OkCupid, eHarmony. Pinterest is where it's at.
Yeah, if you like that color of chartreuse, I don't want to be friends with you. No.
Well, Robert just keeps putting pictures of himself and pinning them up.
Hey, whatever works.
So, no, Robert, what are you doing with it?
Yeah, I'm actually just creating my account now.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about why we're talking about it, because everyone's like, great. So what it is you go in and anything you put, it's a bookmarklet, right? Is all it is.
Right.
You can get an invite very easy, even though the site says request an invite. Don't freak out. You can get an invite very easy. You go on and any site you see a picture, anywhere, you pin it. And it could be photography like Michael stuff. It could be something lets you see a product that you like. It could be a picture of a celebrity. It could be this great sweater that you love. And you find a pizza blog. It could be Jeff with his awesome pictures he finds online about all the, you know, comic stuff and Marvel and, you know, all the cool stuff. And I don't know where you find some of that. I just don't have any idea where you find some of those pictures or where you have the time. But the idea is that you're able to then pin it to like a pin board and people can then see it. Right. You can follow categories, right?
Correct.
And people.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the story behind it that everyone is talking about is the fun part. Let's say I go to Amazon and I say, holy cow, this is the best looking Social Geeks t-shirt I've ever seen in my life, which would be on Zazzle technically if we do it, but still. And I go on Amazon, I see it and I say, I'm going to pin this up and I pin it to Pinterest and all my friends see it and they click on the link and they go, oh, I need that. And I go, hot damn, I've just sent everybody to buy our shirt. What just happened? Pinterest has installed SkimLinks, which is a service. It's available for anybody to use that overwrites all affiliate links with their own.
Oh. Which is serious. Like they can make some serious money off of affiliate links that way.
Oh, you can make bajillions if everyone is pinning stuff that is through an affiliate based program. So what they would smart to do is Pinterest is anything that comes through that gets pinned. They look at the site and say, I wonder if they have an affiliate program. And if they do, they sign up, then they go to SkimLinks and put in the code for their own affiliate link. So anytime you put it up there, they get the cash.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Now, from what everybody's saying is that really wasn't disclosed anywhere. So what kind of issue do we have with this?
But does that really affect most users of Pinterest? Because, I mean, they're mainly, like you said, women who are posting things about weddings.
Let's just not say weddings. Okay. Let's say that anywhere that they're buying, you can buy goods that they can get an affiliate account. You're making them money by posting a picture that possibly goes to a site. That's all we're saying.
Right.
But the catch is what if I was using it like Michael and he sold his stuff, let's say through Share a Sale or Commission Junction or Amazon or whatever. He posted his links with his art. We click on it, want to get it. We're actually not giving the money to him on the full end. On the back end, he'd get it because he's the seller. But he'd right. lose the affiliate stuff because they were taking it over and hijacking the links with skim links.
Right.
But well, honestly, like in that scenario for me, if I'm posting this stuff, I'm using their network, right, to promote my stuff and hope that people share this all over the place. I would like that money, but at the same time, I wouldn't have the same audience without their network. So, yes, I'm missing out on some percentage of a sale, but at the same time, like if I put my art in the gallery is going to take 30% of it, regardless. Like that's just the way it works. They just didn't disclose it to their users, and that's the biggest problem here. It's not that people have a problem with that; it's just that it's not disclosed. And the thing is Pinterest could easily solve that. I don't know if they have solved it yet, but if you, as soon as you're posting something, just having a little checkbox that says I'm the owner of this material or I sell this or something, so that they don't hijack that link.
Well, true. And I mean, these are backed by big people. It got $27 million in financing rounds. Andreessen was in charge of that. It's got some big backers, apparently, that are founders of it. What, co-founders? Ben Silberman, Evan Sharps, Paul is a Ciara. Silberman is a former Google guy. So they've got some big backers behind all this and some big money invested. If you just raised $27 million in financing, right, what the hell are you doing with the money anyway? Besides amassing massive amounts of not even storage, because are they even storing the images? They're not. They're referring people, right? So it isn't even about a network of restoring images. It's about a network of curation is all it is.
Right.
And it's a great, great business model from what I can tell. It's built in virality and a business model. So the idea is that they want you to curate all this content, hook it to your social networks, draw people to their site to see the content. And then, oh yeah, we may make some money off of it as our business model. But that
sounds like a plan.
It's a plan. But the question is, were they right in not telling everybody that's how they operated with the skim links? That's the question we need to answer, you know, in our stuff is, were they right? Once again, we're back to disclosure just like we were at the beginning.
I think ultimately it's the same thing with Path. You know, people are looking to maintain their privacy in some way, like maintain power over what happens to things they do on the internet. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. Because a lot of companies are doing stuff like this, and it's just the public isn't aware to what extent this is happening.
No, they don't have any idea at all. They're saying that, what was the other one? And Lockers came out with something like Pinterest. Now we're getting knockoffs already. They said the valuation is already $200 million.
Yeah, we actually have a company here in Kansas City who... Or some guys who made one just for guys. It's called Gentlemint.
Oh, I've heard about this. Go ahead, Jeff. I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's out of Lawrence, Kansas. And
Is that Michael and Robert typing on their keyboards? I just heard typing. Who was
That's not us because we were muted.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't typing.
All right, go ahead.
But yeah, anyways, it's some guys here locally in the Lawrence area, and it's basically supposed to be for guys, you know, lots of beer and stuff like that. It just started up, and there are, like you said, there are a lot of people that are kind of jumping on the bandwagon of Pinterest and trying to get their niche out there, I guess.
Well, what's the URL for that, Jeff?
It's Gentlemint, GentleMint.com.
Okay. Okay, well, everyone, we'll check that in just a second. I found a good story we'll link in the show notes on Digital Trends about Pinterest and their skim links non-disclosure. People love Pinterest. It's highly used. It is growing by leaps and bounds, as Michael brought up. It's, you know, I forget what the stat was, but it is the majority women at this time doing it.
I just started using it this weekend, and I've already pinned like 600 things, so...
Oh my God, that's a lot of pinning.
I'm addicted.
I mean, a lot of websites do what Pinterest is doing. A lot of them have Skimlinks type functionality to deal with an e-commerce site, and that's how they make money. I think the biggest question was, just like Path, they didn't have any disclosure, and people just get upset nowadays without the disclosure. It bites Facebook every time. It did it to Google with Buzz. It's doing it to Path now. Everyone's just about, hey, we understand you're a free service. I think it's becoming more mainstream to understand. Just tell us what the heck you're doing.
You know, I think that that's an interesting thing about disclosure. I think, you know, we live by the, you know, just do now and ask forgiveness later. We do that a lot with all kinds of things. And I think that most of these businesses know that, yeah, we're going to have some kind of a bite back from this, but at the same time, it's not going to affect us in a huge way. I really don't think that any of this from Path is going to hurt them. Like, I think it helps them, especially the way they responded to it. With Pinterest, honestly, it just draws more attention to them, and people are going to be like, what is Pinterest? What is this? I don't really feel like this is going to hurt them, and it might have even been calculated. You never know. I just don't feel like in the overall scheme of things it's really going to be that big of a deal.
Well, I've gone ahead and linked up Gentlemint just for Jeff. Is this an open? I see it says request invite, Jeff. Is this an open site or what's the deal?
Yeah, you have to get an invite, but I think they're just, you know, they didn't want a bunch of people jumping on there because, I mean, like I said, it is kind of a local, you know, some guys doing it. I don't think it's, you know, they obviously don't have $27 million. So, yeah, I don't think they just want a bunch of people jumping on there and causing havoc.
But, dude, this looks just like Pinterest.
Right, yeah, it basically is.
So now this is the third knockoff we've seen that looks just like Pinterest, but it's a niche where Pinterest is everything. The Lockers one is doing one that looks like Pinterest. Now you've got Gentlemint with hilariously a picture of Mr. T playing Santa somewhere on the front page right as we do this recording. That's very disturbing. It's very disturbing, but I appreciate it. Robert, what are you signing up for over there?
Yeah, I was looking at Gentlemint actually.
All right. So what do you think, Robert? You were kind of quiet on the end. Do you think it's a big deal with them, or should they just disclosed it and been done at the beginning?
I don't even think they should have disclosed it, really. I don't think it's even that big of a deal. I think people find these things out and then, like, freak out, and it's a big thing. You know, at this point, I would just do a blog post about it from their standpoint just for damage control. But it'll be this whole issue will be gone in a week.
I'm pinning right now as we're talking about this.
So everyone go out there. Follow Jeff as a Geek, probably is his name there, I'd imagine, on Pinterest.
Yes, it is.
And
let's see what I can find.
Oh, yeah, sorry. See what the heck he's... What the heck was that? See what he said.
That was a small dog.
It's a small dog or a large bird. I wasn't sure. It's like, a little bit like a parrot. So, Robert, I'm going to let you take off on the next one because you brought up the idea. Which one are you talking about? The new design of Facebook, which you tore apart last time, and people loved it when we talked about it all. You
want to talking about the timeline stuff. It's the new layout for photos. So I don't know if you've gotten this yet, but the photo layout's different now. The photo is in this block, and the comments are off to the right, as opposed to being scrollable at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're correct. It
that's
blows.
One thing. Along with that, I noticed they've added a couple things. Like, they have this feature now that if you're listening to something on RDO or Spotify, somebody can listen along with you.
Yes.
And it actually pops up, creates a window saying, oh, so-and-so is listening to with you.
Really? I didn't know it did that.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like a week or two ago.
Do you guys find value in that, or is it a pain in the butt?
It doesn't hurt. I mean, it's not like it's not a problem. It's kind of interesting to see when somebody's interested in listening to the same thing I am.
Can you turn it off?
I don't know.
You have to be able to.
I think you have to be able to. I know that you can just, with Spotify specifically, I know that you can stop sharing on Facebook, which would stop that function altogether. I don't know if you can just turn off that specific function, though, like to not let people listen with you, because it doesn't make sense to not let them listen with you anyway, because you're curating lists on, say, Spotify. That's the one that I use. You're curating these lists on Spotify, and you kind of want people to subscribe to those lists so that they've see, basically that kind of says that you're, you know, you listen to music that people like. And the more people you have subscribed, technically, you know, the more people who share the same interest in you. It's not exactly a popularity contest such as like how many friends do I have on Twitter or how many people are following me, but it's an interesting stat to look at. It's like I have a playlist with 20 people who are subscribed to it. So at any given time, somebody could be listening to my curated playlist. It's interesting. And whether or not, you know, people use it or whether it's a good or bad thing to have on Facebook saying that somebody's listening in at the same time I am, that's interesting. I haven't actually used the feature. I saw it pop up on Facebook. But I assume that if you jump in to listen to what I'm listening to, I don't know if it just jumps into the exact same part, the same spot that I'm listening to in the song, and no. Then you keep following along, or do you just hear that song?
I just hear that song from what I understand.
Okay.
So I don't like the new UI for the photos. It popped up on me the other day. I wasn't used to clicking in the same places. I don't like it on the side. I liked it at the bottom. It seemed like I lost real estate for viewing photos.
Did you notice where it came from?
No, I wasn't paying any attention.
It is Google Plus.
See, I don't go to photos on Google Plus that often, so I didn't even pay attention. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly how Google Plus does their photos. And actually, I'm really a fan of how Google Plus does their photo galleries and stuff. It's kind of like Pinterest here, like this.
Wait a minute, Robert, did you just sign up for Pinterest?
I did.
How the hell do you have 170 people following you?
Hey.
No, I mean, I'm serious. You said you just signed up?
I just signed up.
I think it auto-follows people on Facebook and Twitter.
No, yeah. It says these are people... So it automatically followed him by his friends that are using it. Okay.
Right. Because like when I first signed up...
I'm backwards, Robert. You're following 170 people.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me follow you. Now you have two followers.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. I just saw the number and went, wait a minute. We're not doing this live. No one knows. All right.
That would have been some clout right there.
No, I am gonna bookmark all our accounts. What is your, Michael, what's yours?
I think it's Michael Cummings.
Okay.
I generally use that for everything. So.
All right. Keep talking amongst yourself about the photos. Keep going.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what I was saying is I really like the way that Google Plus does its like photo layouts and things like that. The way it, of course, it's a little bit different than Pinterest because it's actually they're all in rows, and then when you click on them, they bring up the big list. Pinterest kind of seems to be all in columns, which is a little bit different. Now I can't seem to get back to.
Well, you don't have any boards on Pinterest anyway, Michael.
So. I have boards, but I haven't actually pinned anything. I've liked a few things, but like, what's the difference between liking and pinning something? If I'm supposed to, is liking something just saying I want to like go look at that later?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You pin it. You put it on a board. If you like it, you're saying you like someone else. Let me look at yours. Let me look at your likes. You liked
like two things.
Somebody's bracelets.
Right. And the only reason I liked it is because I have a friend who runs like a little clothing company called Anchored Style, and that would be a perfect fit, so I want to send that to them, right?
Oh, cool. Yeah, I see. It's actually, they labeled the photo cute, and it says that you like cute.
Apparently I like cute. Okay. I have a lot of cute things in my stream here. I've got cute cupcakes and little cute crocheted robots, and let's see. There's definitely cute people in my stream, that's for sure.
Oh, this is a great site, man. This is fabulous. This is fabulous. So finishing up with the timeline photos, I don't like the photo interface. I didn't know it was Google Plus lookalike. I think it was once again another surprise for everybody that came in. Aren't we on the countdown for the mandatory timeline?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they're rolling that out.
Yeah, you're going to get it. Now, there is a couple of good hacks out there. I've seen some amazing banner pictures on timelines now, that people that really took it to the extreme.
Sure, I have too.
There's a guy like holding his head separately. You know?
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a whole bunch of really good ones. I'll try to find the article and link it, but people are going all out to make sure that banner photo really says a lot about you. But keep in mind, Mind, the lower left corner picture of it is your avatar.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, I've seen some guys sideways, so the rest of their body is the picture. I've seen some really cool ones out there. But yeah, it's mandatory. So we've warned you before to start looking at your past privacy settings on items that are way back in time. Now, if someone dug around, they could find them, but they're way back in time because those could go public here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say more easily seeable, viewable than they were previously, where you'd have to scroll through more and more and more and more. Now you just drag down to a year and it pops up.
Hmm.
Right.
We were looking at that last time, Robert. Remember we were talking about that. It shows when you joined Facebook and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can go and you can backdate photos and stuff like that. That's too much effort, but still.
I won't be doing that anytime soon.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Get it over with.
Does anyone really care about their IPO?
Honestly, like the valuation seems ridiculous to me, but I mean.
Wasn't it like a gajillion? What was it?
Yeah, it's close to a gajillion. It's 100 billion.
Was it 100? I thought it was more than that, but still.
It's 100 billion.
That sounds low. That sounds sounds unreasonably low.
I'm just sad because I was at one point dating someone that worked there, and
you brought this up, yeah.
Yeah, somehow let that one slip.
Did you Pinterest that?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Can you get on that right now?
Yeah.
Check your Reportive and see if they updated their contact information.
No, they're still there.
Oh, okay. So you can check Reportive, you can Pinterest them. And you can put them on your path.
Mm-hmm.
And basically blow privacy out of the water.
Yes.
Anything you want to do. It's all possible with the technology that we talk about on the Social Geeks. It's all possible. I appreciate it. Mm. What else do we have on the list? While we're looking at the list, I should tell everybody that please feel free to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Spike Studio. All the shows go there. And you can get your Gentleman beta invitation, which mine apparently arrived in my inbox.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but please get out there and like us on Facebook to help us grow that. If you want to follow all the shows that are video already, and we'll talk about the Social Geeks in a minute, get to YouTube. It's YouTube/user, of course, but /Spike Studio. And definitely subscribe to us there. All the shows go there across the networks. So everything that gets published is in one place for you to see. Because now we should mention and talk that we've haggled it, but I think Google Hangouts, if we get the audio recording correctly, is the place to go and start doing this in video.
Absolutely.
Sarah, if you hear this later, you will kill us for saying that. Ms. Perez says it's late at night and she doesn't want to have to, you know, deal with video, but it's the only time it always works for everybody.
You could wear one of those masks, one of those Mexican wrestler masks.
That would be great.
Where nobody knows your identity.
Actually,
one of those, like, they have these beanies with the beard now.
Keep seeing those ads all over Facebook.
Nice. And you know what's funny is I'm thinking that you could actually do what one of the other people did on a show is they put like a little blog monkey, this little goofy thing in front of the camera, talk the whole time. But, they basically had a stuffed animal sitting there.
Right.
And that's totally acceptable to me. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But we have some more people coming on in the next few weeks, already booked up. Wes Morgan from IBM will be joining us as himself, not as IBM. He is a big user of Foursquare, a big user of Google Plus. He's all over the place with it. He is also a big man. I think Wes is a good 6'5", 6'6". Good. Wow. But a teddy bear of a guy. So he wants to get on and talk about a lot of this stuff. Definitely getting on. I have now booked up, and she's going to hear this. I've now booked up Pelpina. She has no choice now. Miss Tripp will be joining us from her new show. If you have not seen her new show, please check that out. She started another one. What else do we have to cover, guys, in the list? I gave you a chance to look.
I think we got everything.
And we did it in almost exactly an hour.
Yeah, we did everything.
So let's talk about where everybody can track you guys down. Jeff, where should everybody find you?
Pretty much anywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, of course. And my site, Jeff is a Geek, on all those. And then jeffisageek.net.
Okay, jeffisageek.net is the place to go all the time. Jeff is posting. And Pinterest.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you've been pinning a lot of stuff.
I'm a pimpin' pin.
A pimpin' pinner?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, when I looked at the number of things that you've done that, I am fully impressed.
Just so and that was only like 3 days.
I am on a mission. I am going to pin more things. I'm on a mission now.
Didn't this, like, back in the 60s, does that mean you were dating somebody?
You
pinned them? You gave them, the guy gave the girl the pin? Oh, that was, yeah. Seriously. Your class pin?
I wasn't alive then. Dude, I don't know. It's,
if you watched Happy Days, they talked about it all the time.
Happy Days was like, I was pretty young then too.
But they have reruns. We have a TV Land. They got Nick at Night and TV Land.
I'm staying out of this conversation.
Yeah, because Robert definitely remembers Happy
Robert
Days.
Was on the show. Robert was there. He was in 3 or 4 episodes, I swear. Uh-huh. I saw him. So, Michael, where can we find you? Because you've got some cool stuff everyone should be pinning.
Okay. I need to put it up on Pinterest, apparently. You can find me, Michael Cummings, on pretty much any social network. That's my name. Facebook, Twitter, Path, whatever.
Well, you're all full on Path. You already made that clear.
Yeah, that's true. I am full. You can certainly try to request me.
Oh, geez.
No. And then, okay. Photography.
What's your site? Yeah, photography.
Dreaminpictures.com. That's my actual photography site. And then Flickr is where, like, I put all my, like, you know, stuff that I mess around with. That's also / Michael Cummings. Okay. So
not Dreaming Pictures. That's Michael Cummings.
Right. Exactly.
Excellent. And Mr. Murray, yours is robertmurray.me, right?
Robertmurray.me is the website. Mm-hmm. And there's Robert Murray on Instagram, Twitter, Path, Pinterest, whatever.
Now.
now he's on Pinterest.
Don't look for exciting stuff yet, but he's on Pinterest.
Oh no, he's been sitting here like penning all kinds of things. So he's an active member now.
Well, Jeff has a hot girls pin board.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to add one of those pin boards too. Like, I'm seeing some stuff on here. This is interesting.
People are going a little bit crazy with this stuff. It's where you can be you. I think Pinterest is where you can just be you. If that's what that should be their slogan.
It's totally not true.
It's really not true. Anything that's in the public eye, and all of us are in the public eye, is part of the problem.
Maybe we should mix Path and Pinterest, where it's a very private network.
Pathterist.
Oh, man, that sounds seductive.
Pathterist. I'd like you to join me on Pathterist. No, it is not a site yet, everybody, just so you know. For gosh sakes. Everyone, you could find me on every network that exists known to man, as I do notes. And women, apparently, because they use Pinterest more than guys. But everywhere. The I Do Notes Network is on Facebook. But definitely follow along the shows with Spike Studio. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Facebook. And find us on Twitter. Anywhere you want to go. Either I Do Notes, but the studios are under Spike Studio. Otherwise, everybody, that was episode 44. These guys will be around for a minute. And we will talk to everybody. Hopefully, we get in another show before South by Southwest. Otherwise, Jeff, yes or no? You're not yes? Are South by?
Heck no. I have a new kid.
Well, that doesn't preclude you, because we've seen people with, like, strap on, you know, put the kid on your back down at South By. There's no rules against it, man.
Okay.
No Jeff there. We'll definitely see Michael down there. We'll see Robert down there, because we'll be filming live from their house, because they're there, and that's where we're staying. For free.
Not exactly.
We'll find a much cooler place than the house, because, it needs to be better.
Well, all right, so we will pretend we're there. We'll be green screening from their house.
Yes.
So we'll look like we're somewhere else now. We'll see everybody there. We'll hopefully talk then. Everybody, we will talk to you in just a short bit.